Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Bernard McGrath. I am a Senior Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing UBP's Global and Absolute Return Fixed Income Outlook for 2021. The key takeaways are, we anticipate that the global growth recovery will remain intact, as vaccine distribution will allow economies to gradually normalize. Monetary and fiscal policy shall remain accommodative. We expect this to be a positive environment for credit, whilst interest rate markets have room to breathe higher. Despite accelerating COVID-19 cases into year-end, risk markets concluded 2020 on a strong note, as investors took confidence from the commencement of the vaccine rollout in the US and UK. Positively, 2020 also ended with key agreements being made in both the US and Eurozone following tough negotiations, clearing the outlook for the year ahead. In particular, another COVID-19 fiscal package was approved in the US, whilst the UK and EU finally managed to agree the terms of a Brexit trade deal ahead of the year-end deadline. As we look ahead to 2021, we anticipate that the global growth recovery will remain intact, as vaccine distribution will allow economies to gradually normalize. Where we see the self-enforced slowdown that is set to come in Q1 due to the reintroduction of lockdown measures as a short-term blip to the recovery, rather than anything more sustained or persistent. In addition, we expect monetary policy will largely remain accommodative, despite most of the major easing announcements having passed, with fiscal policy now set to play a larger role following the blue sweep in the US, paving the way for another relief package. Although markets are currently focused on the risks around the Fed tapering its asset purchases, we think it is too soon for such a discussion to take place. Instead, the dovish stance taken by the Fed was highlighted in its final meeting of the year. For example, the updated dot plot shows that the board sees rates unchanged at the zero lower bound over the forecast horizon, whilst the inflation rate is only expected to get back to target in 2023. This is a clear indication that interest rates are unlikely to lift off for the near future, especially given the Fed's enhanced forward guidance, in which it now aims to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time, so that inflation averages 2% over time. With the committee now focused on its average inflation framework, as well as looking to cover what they describe as shortfalls in unemployment, rather than just deviations, it suggests a more patient Fed than in the past. The Fed will therefore be waiting to see both inflation and labour market pressures build before looking to react with any interest rate tightening. Despite progress on the vaccine front, it was clear from the last press conference that Chair Powell is more concerned about the short-term impact on the economy from the re-acceleration of COVID-19 cases, rather than the medium-term benefits of the vaccine rollout. We believe that this environment is one in which there is room for markets to revise higher its growth expectations for the year, driven both by the vaccine rollout as well as more fiscal stimulus from the US. We see a marginal blue sweep as a healthy outcome for investors, in that it will allow for Biden to push through pro-growth policies such as more government spending and less confrontational plans with China, whilst not having enough support for some of his less market-friendly ideas such as large tax hikes and significant regulatory changes. When we look ahead to 2021, we also see fewer risk events for investors to position for compared to last year, which should keep volatility suppressed, especially given ongoing intervention from the major central banks, who we see as having drawn a line in the sand for credit markets, supporting spreads on moments of significant widening. This reduces some of the tail risks for credit, which should also benefit from the backdrop described of improving growth, less event risk, and supportive government policy, allowing investors to continue to pick up carry. This constructive risk environment should also allow interest rate markets to continue to breathe higher, led by the long end in a reflation-type move given expectations for another large pandemic relief bill out of the US and hopes that the vaccine rollout will allow for the Q1 slowdown to only be a temporary one. Ultimately, though, we would expect for the interest rate move to be capped following the initial sell-off, as we see any inflationary pressures as temporary in nature, largely driven by supply bottlenecks due to the pandemic, rather than anything more structural. We think that the move higher in rates described here will be an orderly one, driven by higher growth expectations, and hence credit spreads should still be able to tighten amid this backdrop. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit us on our website at ubb.com.